This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of People. It is Bulletin. Confused about sugar? The nutritionist's dogmatic belief that obesity is a calorie overconsumption problem and a calorie is a calorie has been the gift that keeps on giving to the sugar industry. So long as nutrition and obesity authorities insist that this is true, then the sugar industry can rightfully defend its product on the basis that the calories from sugar are no better or worse than those from steak or grapefruit or ice cream, perhaps even kale or quinoa. Politico and a Harvard Public Health poll found that 57% of Trump voters surveyed considered unauthorized immigration a very serious problem, compared to only 30% of the general public. A majority of both groups saw unauthorized immigration as a very serious or somewhat serious problem, but for Trump voters, that majority was 90%, compared to 57% for the general public. A wealthy family in Lagos, Nigeria, has been accused of land grabbing after as many as 30,000 people were displaced and 10 died when a hired gang of thugs set fire to the slum and forced people out. U.S. Supreme Court has accepted three cases in order to review whether it's permissible to use mandatory arbitration clauses to prohibit workers to band together to take legal action over workplace issues. In Alaska, when people are involuntarily committed for mental health treatment, the median length of stay at only 5 days is shorter than in almost any other state. Only Wisconsin has a shorter median commitment time at 4 days, according to the Treatment Advocacy Center, a national group that works to improve mental health laws and care. The national average is 75 days, with some states, like California, having a median of more than 4 months. Polls show that Americans believe the country spends 25% of its budget on foreign aid, but the truth is, foreign aid is just 1% of the federal budget. A USDA report on the buying purchases of 26 million households furnished by a nationwide grocery chain found that more money was spent on soft drinks than any other item. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFN.